Hey, it's Will and Woody. Woods, the great question for this radio show right now is, could a pigeon beat a chopper in a race?
Will and Woody's bird v. bird?
Seems like a pretty wild question, but it's one we are willing to put to the test quite literally, and we have got the president of Western Pigeon Federation, John Saggers, in here now,
Johnny,
to give us, I mean, really the specs on this, because I think you're going to get blown out of the water. You're obviously Team Pigeon. I'm Team Chopper here at Will and Woody.
Yes. I'm incredibly confident. I've seen birds fly, and they appear to fly quickly. Now, John... am I dreaming, mate?
Or appear
to fly quickly? No. Now, John, am I dreaming, mate?
Did you just wink at him, John?
No.
I've got a sore eye.
Yeah.
You've heard what we're doing here. I'm not sure if a helicopter has ever raced a pigeon or pigeons before, but what's your general feel about that as a race?
Well, to my knowledge, a helicopter's never raced a pigeon before. But
there you go.
Good. I think the pigeon could beat a helicopter.
This is what? Great.
Really? Yeah, they can fly at 2 kilometres per minute
with a bit of wind behind them. 200 kilometres an hour.
Yeah, but it's got to get up off the air. If the pigeon knows where it's going, it's pretty quick.
So when you say they're pretty quick, how do you get a pigeon flying its absolute quickest, though? Because let's be honest, the helicopter is going to be quite difficult to beat. Can you pump a pigeon up?
We give them a bit of incentive through food, not starving them, but keeping them so that they're willing to come home quicker for the food.
Oh.
And
put out a nice spread.
Will's going to be in a helicopter. There's a pilot who knows exactly where the finish line is.
Yep.
Outside of putting out a nice spread for these pigeons, how do they know how to get home, or how do they know where the finish line is?
It starts when they're young. So you put them into to the loft at a young age, just as they're starting to fly. As you let them out, they get more confident in their surroundings. They might only take off and fly 5 feet in the air and then come back down the first time, and then gradually they'll just get longer and longer and fly longer in the air to the point where they're flying, you know, freely for 2-3 hours even.
But John, I can fly a helicopter from, you know, Melbourne to Sydney pretty comfortably.
Yes.
And there's no feed at the end there. That's just 200 k's an hour straight there.
Yes. But a pigeon also, he'll get up and he'll go.
He will get up and he will bloody go, Will.
Yeah.
Hey, not to make this crash, John, but is there any world where I could get a particularly attractive female pigeon at home prancing around?
That works.
Sounded a bit sick, John.
What does that even mean? If there's a male pigeon out in the race and he's got something to come home to.
So like what do you do?
Sexy bird.
A sexy bird? Sexy. What are you doing? You're putting the bird in lingerie or something?
No.
What do we do, though? Like
no, they'll mate. And then...
So pre-race mating?
I think they sleep in separate houses before the race, you know? Like footballers try and preserve the testosterone.
That's right. So they'll come home to a loft full of females.
They wanted to. Yeah. Gee whiz, there you go.
How do I find a harem of the most appealing female pigeons?
The males are trained to come home to the females.
So what you're saying is they don't really need to be that sexy back at home. The males are going to come to them anyway.
That's right.
Oh, that's good to know.
Yep.
That's good to know. John, it's been very interesting, John. I tell you what. It's been lovely to meet you, John.
No worries.
Fascinating stuff. Yeah. Sounds like you know so much about it.
I've had pigeons all my life.
For a long time.
All my life, yeah.
Final bet, mate. Who wins, pigeon or helicopter?
I think the pigeon will win.
Wow, there you go. Yeah. Massive.
John Johnny.
Is the president of the Western Pigeon Federation. If you want to get into the game, maybe Google Western Pigeon Federation. You can check them all out.
Yep.
Get involved.
That's it.
I suppose.
Good backyard family fun.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Great sell.
Sounds like it. Sell. Thanks, John. Lovely to meet you.
No worries. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.